We want to produce students that can go into the workforce. We want to make sure that they feel confident in doing those types of things that are probably going to be expected of them.
So being able to provide that one-on-one and giving those students that tools is so important. So if, you know, they're going to trade school, if they're going to college, if they're going straight into the workforce, they have all of that so that they're not, you know, struggling to catch up on maybe some of the simpler technology items. And, you know, going from online classes at college, that's kind of the norm now.
Serving all of Cochise County, you're listening to a special edition of the Herald Review's podcast, The Daily Chirp. I'm Summer Hom, and here's today's story. The Sierra Vista Unified School District is offering a look inside the district's new technology platforms and how they're being used by students and teachers with their Texpo event on December 8th at the Rothery Educational Center. Joining us now to discuss the event is District Instructional Technology Coordinator Catherine Wright and District Public Information Officer Valerie Weller. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having us.
Yes, it's great.
So what was the inspiration behind hosting this event?
We had threw this idea around a couple years ago. It was March 2020, and we all know what happened in March 2020, that we were going to have our first annual. So we had set this up in November, and we got some teachers involved, some student groups, and COVID and the restrictions. So we had to cancel it and push the date off. And this year, with some of our restrictions being lifted, we were able to come back in person because of the way that we want to do the program. It just works better in person. It helps with that because this is more of like a rapport building and like a Q&A kind of thing that we want to have. So we wanted it to be in person. And so that's why we decided to wait for this year. And yeah, it'll be December 8th from 4 to 6 here at the Rothery Conference Center. So our inspiration really, I think, stemmed from, 4 or 5 years ago, the bond passed and we received funding from the community and we got our one-to-one devices. We received a lot of instructional classroom hardware and our teachers are just doing some really cool things with it and we want to share that with the community.
And what are the district's one-to-one platforms?
So we use Chromebooks, kindergarten through 12th grade. And then in the classrooms, they all have interactive projectors. They have an audio system and they have document cameras. And then we are a Google district, so all of our staff and students have Google accounts, and so we use that as our instructional platform, our digital instructional platform.
Noting that this event is open to the public and free to attend, what can folks expect to see?
So at some of the tech conferences we go into, they always have a dedicated room set up with the different vendors, and you go around. They have a board that shows, you know, what they're doing, what they're selling, or what their programs are, what their platforms, what they're offering. And so we're going to do something very similar. So we're going to have a poster session based off of what teachers are doing in the classroom. We have things from Google Classroom to Canva to YouTube. The different programs that we're using, PBIS Rewards is going to be there, HMH, which is our new math curriculum. We're going to have the parent side shown so that, you know, parents can kind of get like, how can I help my kids with math? And so that poster session, we're going to have it very informal. People are just going to be able to walk around, engage, ask questions, see what is happening in the classrooms.
And just for clarification, HMH stands for Houghton Mifflin Harcourt, and PBIS stands for Positive Behavior Interventions and Supports. So what are you most looking forward to seeing from this event?
I really want to showcase how our teachers are utilizing the technology that our community has provided for our students, how they're showcasing it and how our students are using the technology to show mastery of the standards that we're teaching them, the things that they're learning and, you know, developing and creating. And you know, just be able to bridge that gap of, you know, talking about technology, that it's starting to become more relevant in the classroom, and that our students are using it and that our teachers are allowing our students to really take off with some of their ideas. One of the things that I tell the teachers constantly in training, you don't have to know. It's okay. Like, if you don't know how to make this, those kids will find a way, you know, and that really builds that independence and that creativity, and it just really like garners that bridge between the standard that they're learning and they're focusing on, and those critical thinking skills to build that demonstration. I think that one of the things that really sparked and showed this and showcased this was last year, that our ability to still continue to teach in, you know, a pandemic and not be in person, that our teachers had the tools already, they had a lot of the baseline training, and then just sparking some of those different things, like can you actually use this application now in an instructional, you know, not just how to use it, but how to use it in instruction. Our teachers really took off with it and did some amazing things last year.
And there's all kinds of cool programs that, you know, we might not use district-wide, but some teachers have embraced on different ways to engage their students in technology.
That is the voice of Valerie Willer, the Public Information Officer for the Sierra Vista Unified School District.
Whether it was, you know, because of the pandemic and they found these cool tools and are able to utilize them and now carry them over to the classroom. I know I've seen, and just Google Classroom, like a quick Google quiz. You throw it up on Google, the students break out their Chromebooks, they log in. I mean, it's done, it's graded, it makes the teacher's life much easier. Like, once they build that quiz, it's there.
Get instantaneous feedback.
You don't have to sit there and grade the paper. Like, Google grades it. It's there. You import it into our Synergy, which is our student information system, and bam, it's done. So it's a time saver as well as finding all those cool ways to keep students engaged and use that technology to really push their education.
Why should the community come out and support the district's efforts in increasing technology literacy?
Technology is ever-changing in that we are doing a lot to really help garner that student, not just engagement, but the fact that they're going to like it, because we want to produce students that can go into the workforce. And we know that technology, we have a lot of openings, we have a lot of availabilities and career options for our kids, and we want to make sure that they feel confident in doing those types of things that are probably going to be expected of them.
Yeah, I mean, as a rural community, it's always hard to keep up, you know, with the larger districts in the metropolitan area, especially with things like technology. You know, everything's a little later getting to some places, so being able to provide that one-on-one and giving those students that tools is so important. So if, you know, they're going to trade school, if they're going to college, if they're going straight into the workforce, they have all of that so that they're not, you know, struggling to catch up on maybe some of the simpler technology items, doing their homework on a Chromebook every day. I mean, I don't see students with paper as much as you would, you know, when I went to high school, you turned into paper.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think a student prints anything anymore. Like, it's all done on technology. And, you know, going from online classes at college, that's kind of the norm now.
My guests today are Catherine Wright, the Sierra Vista Unified School District Instructional Technology Coordinator, and Valerie Weller, who is the Public Information Officer. Thank you both for joining us today.
Of course, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all for listening to this special edition of The Daily Chirp. To listen to more content, go to myheraldreview.com/podcasts. Or check out The Daily Chirp on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and more. This podcast is sponsored by Lawley Automotive Group, Apex Network Physical Therapy, Sulphur Springs Valley Electric Cooperative, Benson Hospital, and Prestige Senior Living. I'm Summer Hom, and for the team here at The Herald Review, we wish you all a pleasant and informed day. See you soon!